Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner announced that the city has filed a lawsuit in state Supreme Court against the Core Development Company for seeking a pilot agreement with the Onondaga County Industrial Development Agency. Pilot agreements are payments a company makes to a development agency in exchange for tax breaks. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the county agency voted Tuesday in favor of giving CORE a 15-year pilot agreement to construct residential and commercial properties along Syracuse's Inner Harbor.
Miner says CORE made commitments, orally and in writing, that they would not seek a pilot agreement. She also says there was a failure to notify the city when CORE did go to the county agency asking for a pilot agreement 13 days after the city had finished transferring the Inner Harbor properties to CORE.
If they had come to us for tax benefits through a pilot agreement, we would have negotiated a commensurate community benefit, which in all likelihood would have been jobs and job training.
Jobs in which a certain percentage would have to go to city residents and minority or women-owned businesses. The County Development Agency voted in favor of the pilot agreement Tuesday morning, but a large crowd in the audience was against it.
I don't think they understand the issue.
Pat Hogan is on the board of the county agency and says the project would create a whole new city neighborhood and add tax revenue from an area that was not generating any.
I believe there was a concerted effort by the city administration to paint this in an unfavorable light.
The project is estimated to bring 1,000 construction jobs, create 500 permanent jobs, and CORE would be required to hire labor from within a 10-county area. The 15-year agreement would give CORE tens of millions of dollars in tax breaks, but staff at the county agency say it could possibly bring in $100 million in tax revenue. CORE now has 20 days to respond to the lawsuit. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.